one of the things that we've seen lately is a breakdown in managerial responsibility throughout most of the financial industry. But it doesn't seem to have touched healthcare at all, even though there is that ongoing debate about the cost effectiveness of the nation's health insurance and health delivery systems. So in your opinion, what is wrong with the current healthcare system and what's right?
I think what's needed in the U.S. healthcare system today is leadership. I think we have all of the components to change healthcare and change it for the better. But I think the first realization that we have to make here in the country and certainly within the industry is we have to understand that healthcare is in fact a business. And when you look at any kind of business, you have to make sure that the customer comes first. And in this case, the patients are the customers, and we have to make sure that their needs come first. So physicians and other care providers need to make decisions based on an economic system of healthcare that is best for the patient. And as we look at healthcare and the important part of the U.S. GDP, I think it's important that we focus on the patient and make sure that they are getting the best care that they possibly can from the best economic standpoint possible. And I think, you know, what's working in the system is the technology around our capability to serve that patient. We also can use technology to engage the patient more so that they can control their own health. They can communicate with their doctor on a regular basis. They can get information on their own health records anytime they would like them. I think if you use technology in this way, and we've been doing that quite effectively over the last few years, it will increase accessibility to patients and increase quality of care.